Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Candlelight Talks with me. I am your host, of course. Yeah, me. And tonight, we're going to talk about, do you love me? It's always a question we ask, especially when we're young, you know, because we're still trying to figure it out, what love really is. And by the time you get my age, you've seen love all kind of ways. Displayed, that is. But how do you know if someone loves you? Is there some secret sauce to it? Is there some bulletproof evidence to ensure this person loves you? How can you figure this out? Well, had a lot of experience in relationships, and as I spoke before, I had several marriages, but it wasn't until this last marriage where I was able to identify love. And let me tell you how I see what love is. I have a list. Let's get started. Number one, do you feel safe with this person? This person got your back. Can you express yourself freely? Can you just be you? Let your hair down. I mean, like, really be yourself. If you gotta put up fronts and be a different person in front of this person, well, review yourself. Number two, do they listen? You feel me? I mean, do they listen? Do they dislike or like anything that you do and then try to change it for their likes and dislikes? Are you able to bring up any of your concerns to that person and they're listening to them? You know, not trying to change that person, but just listening to your concerns. And your concerns could be anything. Just having that listening ear, period. Are they listening to you? That piece is so important, and we don't mean, do you hear me? We mean, are you listening? Now, we don't mean that nagging, okay? Now, men can nag too, so I'm not talking about female nagging. I'm talking about any type of nagging, just not that kind. Number three, do they accept you as you are? I mean, flaws and all. I mean, 'cause love is acceptance completely. When you fell in love with that person, or when you begin to think you had those feelings, you were accepting them as they were at that time. So, as time go on, are you trying to change them? Oh, all of a sudden, you don't like what you see, but you still love me? Review yourself. Number four, talking to that person is easy. Now, point blank, they will become your main best friend. that's just going to be a natural giving. And especially from the three things that I just mentioned. Number five, do they encourage you or no? And are you encouraged to do your own thing? You know, like maintain your own friends still, your own interests? Or are they trying to change that too? Now, if they still encouraging you to do the same things you were doing, you know, because if that trust is there, I mean, what are they threatened about? And you had all those things when you met me or when you met them and you were in love with me still. So are they encouraging you to maintain your same way of life? Now, if they recognize some of your friends are a little toxic, you know, encouraging you to do the wrong thing, there's nothing wrong with mentioning that, because remember, loving that person is most definitely listening. And if I had some things to communicate to you about someone you hanging around or you taking up company with, like my grandmother used to say, and they doing some displeasurable things, I should be able to talk to you about it. Not saying you're going to change what you're doing, but at least you're listening to what I have to say. Now, here we go with number six, which is the golden rule of any relationship. Do you trust each other? Review yourself. Do you trust each other? Can you lay your cell phone down and not worry about it? He or she? Can you go into their social media account and not worry about what you may see? Now, we living in different days and times. Before all of this social media and phones, you used to have to worry about them going out and hanging with their friends, and are they really where they claim they are? Now, those same things still apply, but they not as important as the social media and these cell phones. Can you lay your cell phone down? Or you got it nice and tight beside you? Is it locked? Can I get the code? Now, if all those things are concerned, review yourself. Now, number seven, making an effort. Now, what are you talking about, me? Making an effort. Why do I have to make an effort? Well, let me explain. Well, when you have disagreements, you got to be able to talk through those disagreements. You got to make an effort to talk through those disagreements. Now, number seven was something hard for me to work on, okay? Because making an effort really means exactly that. Making an effort. You know, agreeing also to try new things together. Growing together. When you start growing apart, and I'm going in a different direction and you're going in a different direction, well, I don't know. But when you love someone, you most definitely gonna make that effort. Now, if you're not making the effort, well, review yourself. Number eight, you both can compromise. Or is it your way or the highway? Can you talk until you find some solutions? Now, I always had a problem with that. I always had to have it my way. You know, I'm a Virgo, and if we got any Virgos out there, you know, we always think we right. Right. So, it can't be my way or the highway. I love you. So, I should be able to meet you halfway if I do. Now, number 9. This is going to be something. Do they help you get what you need? Now, I know a lot of you all thinking I'm talking romantically or sexually. But that's already a given, right? That's why I'm in love with you. But do they help you celebrate your successes, whether it be work or personal? Are they giving you that? Celebrate. Are they able to pick you up when you stumble? Can they recognize that you're stumbling and provide you with what you need versus you calling someone else? So this is what I mean about, are they helping you? Are they meeting your needs? Because that is a need as well, not just sexual. Okay? Everything is not sexual. Number 10, do they respect you? Now, spending time together and making some valuable time together as a couple, now, that's respect. Even if you disagree with me, you still support me. Now, a male perspective that lives with me, he'll disagree time to time. But one good thing is, he'll support me no matter what. That's a good thing. So, always support one another. It is so important. Now, number 11. They should be doing something every day that shows they love you. And it's little subtle things. You know, like, well, first of all, recognizing you even came back into the house or that you came into their presence. Right? So whatever those little subtle things are for you, you'll be able to recognize them. Those things are more important than the big things. And number 12, they want the best for you, not the worst for you, but the best for you. So there you have it, everyone. Now, those are not 12 hardcore evidence to prove that that person loves you, but I'm telling you, if they're doing all 12 of those things simultaneously, baby, they love you. I guess you just gotta wait and see. Relationship skills just don't come easy. I know for myself, I have plenty of practice from all the marriages that I had. But life is a lesson learned. And what is life learning lessons if you can't share it? I leave you with this. Whosoever findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtain favor of the Lord. Proverbs 18:22. You know that's true. Well, I thank you for listening. And I'm going to leave it there. If you want to follow my podcast, hit the plus sign. Ting. And continue to listen in. You know what I always say? There's 1,000 people out there that want to be free. But the only way they can be free is with you and me. Y'all take care out there. And good night.